encourage you about grow groups. Grow groups is a opportunity to connect because you can come and go and come and go and come and go, come and go. Who do you know? I don't know anybody there. Okay, so grow groups is an opportunity to connect. It actually is a mini community. And Brian and Brianna's, Stacy and Lane, Amber and Jason Mays. I forgot who else was in that group. They had one other couple. They've just started in the spring, and they've gone on through the summer. They've had a great time just getting to know one another. And things that they had in common they didn't even know about. Things they don't have in common they're praying about. So most of our grow groups have finished up for the summer. All right, and we're going to start our fall semester in September. And I am, if I've sent you an email or Amber, could you please respond? Because we're trying to get all this stuff ready for September. We'll have sign-ups and start. All right, so I just want to say grow groups are great, especially if you don't know anybody. If you don't know anybody, you should go to a grow group. They're great. Great way to know people. Amen. All right. Okay. Things I can do. All right, pray. Father God, we just come to you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we're so incredibly, outrageously, awesomely blessed because of you and what you've done for us. We thank you that you are the living word. We thank you for the written word. We thank you for the word that goes forth today. I thank you, Father, that words will go forth, your word, that will pierce our hearts, give answers to questions, and give direction and instruction today in Jesus' name. And we walk out of here different because of your word in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Okay, we started a series called Labels. How am I going to do this? Gosh. Called Labels. All right. One-handed. This is so funny. I'm still asking people to cut my meat. Today I had to ask Maron, could you put my earrings in? I can't get them in. You know. So here we go. This is Labels. We're starting a series on called Labels. And really, I'm pretty sure everybody at some point in time in our life, somebody slapped a label on you that was a negative label. Now, I like nice labels. Oh, Pastor D's so sweet. You can leave that label on. But they have slapped other labels on me that, you know, the problem when someone puts a label on you, if you are not aware, that label will start defining who you are. That label will start defining you are who you are. Especially, bam, parents, you know, you slapped on labels on your kids. Oh, that's my little stubborn one. Slap. Okay, now, yeah, it's looking like that, but you should be saying something totally different. I thank you that they hear God's voice and they're, where's Michelle would say? My kids hear God's voice and they're swift to obey. You know, we would slap a different label on. So labels can be very dangerous because they'll start defining, you'll believe it, define who you are. And that's, so the purpose of this whole series is breaking labels, tearing labels off that people have put on you. And you know what I found out? I started thinking in my own life, I actually put labels on my life. I didn't even need your help. I was slapping negative labels on my life. So the purpose of this series called Labels is to tear them off. And identify them. And the really amazing thing about it is those labels, they are not really who you are. Those labels, you don't have to be with that label, stuck with that label the rest of your life if you know a few things, okay? So the purpose, again, is to destroy these labels. And the wonderful thing is if you know the label that God gives you, you will walk and enjoy life so much greater. So once you receive Jesus, God puts a really just tons of amazing labels on top of you. Hey, Lane, are we going to be able to do that? Okay, just stick it up there. I'll keep talking and then I'll stop talking. All right. Okay. And, you know, I had to think people who say, oh, well, there's so-and-so. And I actually know this gentleman and he said, you know, I'm just a failure. I'm just a failure. What a label to slap on yourself because you've had some failures in your life. How about this one? You know, and we talked about this, people would slap on, I'm not qualified. Well, good. Nobody's qualified to serve. It's the gifts of God, all right? So those are labels people put on. But again, the labels that people put on us, we can tear them off. We hit and go And we should believe the ones that Jesus did. Veronica, where are you? Ronnie sent me a text message of a YouTube link of a song called, it's about labels. We're just going to pop it on now. I know our screen. In Jesus' name, one of these days we're going to have dark shades so that when we pull them down, this place will be dark and you'll feel like you're in the movie theater. You can actually see. But I want you to listen to the songs and hopefully see what they're saying. The song is by Matt? Say it again. West, Matthew West, and it's called Hello, My Name Is. So these labels up here that we buy a lot of times say, Hello, My Name Is. And the song was just really simple. We're not going to do the whole thing. Two minutes. Nope, I am not singing it. Gosh, you got Veronica, get the man. Yeah, all right. All right, moving right along. You got 30, 10, 9. Just no pressure when you're in the sound booth, you know. Nobody's putting labels on those sound booth guys. You know, they're just so wonderful and cute. Adam's just smiling at me. No is fine. I'm okay if you say no. Oh, yeah, but I'm moving on. All right, I'm moving on. Write down Matthew West called Hello, My Name Is. Maybe we'll play at the end. All right. Again, the seriousness about people who have put a label on and you let it define you, or you've put a label on yourself and you let it define you, the seriousness is you also can fall into an identity crisis. And that's what we talked about last week, identity crisis. And an identity crisis is simply, I don't know who I am. I don't know what my purpose is. You got an identity crisis. Okay? And if you don't know what God says about you, you have an identity crisis. So when, you know, you've grown up and someone, your mom has said this about you, some negative label, or your dad said this about you your whole life, you know, you're just stupid. What a stupid thing to say about stupid, all right? So, you know, if some people have slapped those labels on you, and what's another one? People, or better yet, you are thinking these labels, you are going to have an identity crisis, all right? So you have to know what God says about you and to peel off those labels and put on a proper one. All right, so today we're going to talk about passed away. So I was hanging out with Tom Scott on Tuesday, and I preached my message on Tuesday to the guys, like they get round one. And he looked at me, he goes, passed away? Pastor D? I said, just... It's good. All right. So if you're taking notes, because I got tired of typing, you have to take your own notes. Usually I have a handout. The title of the message is called Passed Away. Passed Away. And, you know, you should take notes because as brilliant as you are not going to remember everything when you walk out of here. At least jot down the scriptures. Okay, because I'm going to give you 6 scriptures. At least jot down there. Okay, and my offering envelopes are not your note cards, by the way. Not unless you're putting in $100 for a note card. You can do it. You should bring your own. Okay. Whoops. Somebody said whoops. All righty. So the title of my message is called Passed Away. And I really want to be sensitive if you've had somebody who's recently passed away. All right. And personally, I've had people pass away in my life, and it was a very traumatic time. Probably my first was when I was, my grandparents passed away all within about a year, but I was really little. And y'all know I grew up in North Jersey, but my grandparents were in Brooklyn, in old school Brooklyn. So when you went to my grandpa's funeral, you went to a funeral parlor. Okay, and they were just like row houses that were redone. And here we're meeting up with my 4 cousins and my 4 siblings, and we're ages 8 and down. You know, every year there was a kid. So we ran around the funeral parlor. We just had a blast. My parents kept yelling, don't do that, you know. And over in the side here was the body was laid out. So I would actually have to say that was not a very traumatic time. It was just like it was fun. I was hanging out with my cousins. And then we all got spankings from my parents when we got home because we weren't supposed to be doing that. But I will say when my brother passed away, and I talk about my twin brother, I've told this story, when I was 20 years old, that impacted my life. And I didn't realize at the moment that he passed away. Of course, it was great sorrow. But then we went to the funeral parlor. Only thing they call it that, by then it's 15 years later, and they're called funeral homes, all right? So we go there, and this is in Teaneck. And I have a younger brother who's probably about 13 then. And nobody had prepared him. You know, everybody was licking their own wounds. Can I just be like, I came from a big family. I don't ever remember my parents hugging me or saying, I love you, okay? So you think when I give a hug, I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, you know, I've come a long way. But it just was the parents that I grew up with. But I knew I was loved, all right? So here my brother passes away, and I've got these younger siblings, and we're all to parade into this funeral home for the viewing and stuff like that. And everybody's only licked their own wounds, okay? Nobody has bothered to look at the younger kids. And my younger brother walks in, and he sees this body, and he lets out a scream and runs out of the place. I was like, whoa. Whoa, it impacted me. And I realized life was going to be different, and it changed how we did life, and I'll tell more about that later. But it really impacted me, and I realized that the passing away was very permanent, right? When someone passes away, it's permanent. It was very permanent. And, of course, unless you're a follower of Jesus, then when someone passes away, I'm like, that's okay. I know I'm going to see them later, right? But while you're on the earth, when someone passes away, it's really permanent, right? It's very permanent. So my brother had passed away, and I did not know the Lord. Matter of fact, nobody in my family knew who Jesus was, even though I was raised in a church. But within the next 6 months, because I cried out to the Lord, God, if you're real, show me. Boy, God goes a-running. You just like, all heaven starts moving. It says, those that call on the name of the Lord be saved. So I called out, and within the next several months, I received the Lord Jesus Christ. All the puzzle pieces came together. I was like, whoa. I also found out that my brother had received Jesus just months before. Now, probably if I would have listened to what he said, I would have known that. But I wasn't born again. I had not received Jesus, and I really thought he was awesome as rocker, personally. I was like, oh my gosh, what is he into this time? So, and why am I saying that? You may be here, and somebody's passed away, and you thought, man, I just wish Uncle John had heard about Jesus, because passing away is permanent. But listen, I want to tell you, God loves bigger than your love, and God is always reaching towards people. And Margie's not here today. I have talked with Margie. She is a hospice chaplain. And then I have good friends that are nurses. And, you know, you never know what God is doing or the moments later. All right. And Margie, you go talk to them. She's a hospice chaplain. So she's in there at the end. She usually comes, she gets called in, and they'll say this person has, they're on hospice, they have X amount of time to live, and then that's her job. She goes in and starts building a relationship. Unless they ask, she doesn't say. As soon as they give a little wiggle worm, Margie's in there, and she has told me repeatedly how she has shared Jesus with people just days before they pass away. Matter of fact, she shared a story about a neighbor of mine. And she says, you know, I'm not allowed to say this, but you know that person that lived next door, she didn't tell me the names. She said, I led them to Jesus. All right. So you don't know, but I want to tell you, God is always working towards people. All right. So, all right. Enough of that. Let's move on happy. So my purpose of this message called Passed Away is not to talk about people who have passed away, but we're going to talk about us, from the moment we receive Jesus, some things have passed away. Okay, we're going to talk about what happens to our life that has passed away when we meet Jesus. So, let me think. If you're here today and you're not a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, could you just stay open with me? Because I'm going to give you the greatest story at the end of here. But the rest of you, your pieces are going to come together. Okay, so your pieces are going to come together. How many of you know the day you received Jesus, life changed? Now, those people that said the day they received Jesus, they had lightning bolts and they felt warm and they went splat on the floor. How many of you had any of those experiences? I know. I only know. Oh, see, there's always one. And I'm like, oh, gosh. Okay. I didn't have one of those, all right? But that old person that you used to be has passed away. That old person that you used to be the day you received Jesus Christ passed away, all right? Now, just as my brother's death was very permanent, and my grandparents' death was very permanent, you need to understand the day you received Jesus Christ, something permanent happened, and that's all that old passed away. Now, you said, some of you go, I know that, Pastor D. I said, well, go check you out a little bit, because we'll live differently. Now, so again, we talked about our messages is about labels. So what happens if people has placed labels on you all about your past? All about, you know, before you knew Jesus, and they've placed these terrible labels on you, or you've slapped them on yourself, okay? And we do that. We slap paper labels all over us. But listen, the person I used to be has passed away. Everybody say that. The person I used to be has passed away, and it's actually very permanent, but you have to keep your head on it, all right? So the person I used to be, and some of you I've known before you knew Jesus. I am very glad that it's very permanent that that stuff has passed away. And if you knew me, you'd probably say, yes, I'm very glad. It's very permanent that that Pastor D stuff used to pass away. I'm going to give you a scripture. Turn over to Romans 6:6, all right? Romans 6:6. And you're all taking notes, or you have this incredible mind here, right? Right. Now, while you're getting there, let me give you a little background. This is written by the Apostle Paul. How many of you knew that? The epistles, most of the epistles are written by the Apostle Paul. And Apostle Paul, he was very educated. He wasn't the fisherman bunch, okay? Those fishermen, but Apostle Paul was very highly educated. And the Bible scholars say that he was a lawyer, okay? And they have concluded, these Bible scholars, they get and talk and they come up with this, but this is what they said. It was really interesting. They believe that he was part of the lawyer group that tried the case against Philip. So I had some fun. Okay, this is Bible trivia. You just, you know, do some trivia on top of somebody. They love it. So they believe that Paul was a part of this lawyer's group that tried the case against Stephen that says, guilty, stone him. That's this guy, the Apostle Paul, all right? And it also says in the book of Acts that Paul was there that day, which I'm thinking, ooh, I connect the dots. Paul was there that day that Stephen was stoned. Anybody read that? And it says he held the coats of those that stoned him. I was like, yeah, bad darn tootin', now I get it why he was there. All right, he just didn't show up that day. No, I think there is more to the story. The other thing it says, and you'll read in your Bible, that Paul wreaked havoc on the early church. Yeah, he was nasty and doing bad, and you heard Paul was coming to town. You were going to go hide out. So Paul had this reputation. It also, one of the commentaries describe him as a maniac. A maniac. That was a label, baby, I'll tell you. A maniac, and what else did he say? Oh, and he's out of his mind. So all of those labels and stuff I told you were all Paul before he received Jesus, right? All of those are the labels of Paul before he received Jesus, okay? And then, now this is this guy that writes Romans 6:6, all right? Romans 6:6, it says, I'm going to read this in about two different translations. The first one is the New King James. Romans 6:6. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sons. Okay. I think I goofed the last word. Slaves of sin, not son. Yeah, slaves of sin. I was like, what? All righty. I'm going to give you another translation. It's called Richert, R-I-C-H-E-R-T. Listen to this. Our former evil identities have been executed. Do you hear what Paul is saying? The person that he used to be was executed. Okay? Your old identity has been executed, right? Now, have you watched a movie, TV movies? Because I haven't been, and you watch someone get executed on a movie, okay? All right, so they execute them. Does that person get up and walk around afterwards? No, because they were executed. They died, right? All right, they died, all right? So listen, Paul's telling you that your identity, all those labels, all of Paul's labels, the maniac that was thinking he was doing a favor for Jesus, or for God, no, not Jesus, excuse me. He thought he was doing a favor for God. He was this maniac killing people. All of his old evil identity was executed. Wow, that's good. Well, you're probably thinking, well, I wasn't as bad as Paul. Okay, so according to Romans 6:6, the old person you used to be was executed the moment you received Jesus. The moment you asked Jesus Christ into your life, that old evil identity stuff was dead. Everybody say dead. Executed. All right. Now, I want to read the rest of this translation. It says, so our former evil identities have been executed, so to speak, and our old rebel selves were exterminated. Okay, so we have a family that comes here. It's Mike and Heather Messina, and their family owns an extermination company. Okay, I call them the bug men. I love the bug man. I love when the bug man comes to YCF. They come 3 times a year. Mm-hmm. I love the bug man. And they exterminate the bugs, right? And you'll walk around later and you see all these little dead bugs and spiders. I'm like, yes, yes, yes. Okay, so listen. Paul is saying the old you was executed and exterminated. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So listen, the old you is dead, passed away. Executed, exterminated. Do you see the dead bugs? Okay. I'm like, thank you, Jesus. Now, so Pastor, you're going, Pastor D, you're beating this. Listen, if you don't know this, if you really don't know this, that the old you, the moment you let Jesus into your life, that old you, if you don't know that it's passed away, executed, exterminated, you are not going to live the life God has for you. A great life. Okay, no bondage, all right? You're matter of fact, you're going to keep living that old life. Man, I'm a failure. Every time I try a new business, I fail. I have a friend who's born again, and I think they did. It's the McCretias. They failed at business like 7 times until he failed, lost everything. You know, the repo the car thing? Failed. And I bet every one of his family said, oh, Peter's a failure. But Peter knew who he was. That's my friend Peter McCreesh. And he started McCreesh Slate Roofing. And he's quite successful. But had Peter believed you're a failure, business one failed, business two failed. I'm telling you, I think it was 5 or 7 businesses he failed. If he had not known that is dead, that's not who he is, he'd probably, oh, I'm a failure. Hey, Buck, how many businesses? You probably knew that. You know? Oh, I remember. Okay. Okay, Buck used to do books for them. Yeah, all righty. So this Romans 6:6 is talking about the old person you used to be, the old labels that people would put on you, the labels that you would put on them. Guys, they're exterminated. They're dead. All right, let's go to a new scripture. Here we go. Galatians. Galatians 2:20. All right. I have to do this because I tried flipping Bibles. I was like, I can't flip Bibles with this one hand thing. Galatians 2:20, say, praise Jesus when you find it. Praise Jesus. All right. I'm going to read this out of the New King James first. And it's kind of like our scripture that we read every week. We've been reading this one. So you should be getting it inside you. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I that lives, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live, I live in the flesh by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself to me. All right. I'm going to read it out of the Cressman. Cressman says, I died when Jesus died on the cross. Paul wrote that and he said, I died when Jesus, what? Wait. I died when Jesus died on the cross, guys, Paul did not die on those crosses next to Jesus, right? You remember that? We said that last week. Jesus was on one cross. They had two bad guys on the other side. Was Paul on there? Was Paul one of those guys on the cross? No. Okay, but listen what he says. I died when Christ died on the cross. I do not live, but Christ lives in me. All right? I'm going to give you one more translation. Here we go. The Nori, N-O-L-I, Noli. I have been crucified with Christ. It is not my old self, my old labels, but Christ who lives in me. All right. The problem, guys, if you live your old life, those old, and listen, I did some old, bad, not God things, my old life, not telling. All right. Anybody do some of those not good things in your old life? Okay. Yeah. One hand. Finally. All right. Listen, if you don't know this, if you don't know that your old, your past, the life before has been exterminated, executed, it'll haunt you. It'll haunt you. Has anybody had your past haunt you? Usually, I'm getting smarter, you know, as I'm a day older, a whole lot smarter. Usually, I don't have this happen too much. Usually, people will come up, oh, I know all about, I remember you, Mary Lou. Woo-hoo-hoo! Okay? Whoa! They're doing the whoa about her past. All right? That one, you know, doesn't happen too often. But you know what? Sometimes something will trigger and I'll start thinking of my past and it starts haunting me. Okay? Because I forgot that my past is dead, my past is executed, and my past is exterminated. All right? So, listen, your past, unless you know that you've been passed away, exterminated, it'll start haunting you. It'll start haunting you. And the thing is, but God is saying, hey, D, your past is extinguished. Bug man, dead, terminated. All right? If you don't know that, that thing starts, you know, get you going here. All right? Now, let me say this. Because it happens and it'll answer questions about other people. You say, well, listen, Pastor D, I saw them. I prayed with them. I watched them. I know that they have received Jesus Christ. And you said when you receive Jesus Christ, you have new life. Okay. But, you know, Pastor D, they're just messing up. All right. Now, this is why every one of you, because wait a minute, you know that you're passed away. You've been executed, and you know it's exterminated, right? Y'all know that, right? Y'all know that, because when Jesus came into your life, that's what happened. But you can resurrect the old. Of course, we're not going to talk about us. We know people that do it, not us, right? Oh, yeah, I know that person. They do that all the time. But listen, you can resurrect that old person you used to be. Oh, yeah, you can. You can bring it back up. You can bring it back up. Okay, give you an example. So let's just say you were some mean old guy before you met Jesus. You just had the reputation and labels. That is the meanest tar person, okay? Mean old guy. That's the labels. But now you receive Jesus, okay? You're a new creature. But sometimes that mean old ugly guy resurrects. All right? Sometimes it does. All right? And that's you allowing that thing to resurrect. All right, we're going to talk about that. Turn over to Isaiah. I'm going to give you a scripture. I'm actually going to take it out of context and change it to fit what I want. So just, I'm telling you up front. It's a good scripture, though. It's a good scripture, but I'm going to change it. Turn over to Isaiah 26. Okay. All right, here we go. Isaiah 26, I'm going to read verse 12 and 14. Isaiah 26, verse 12 and 14. I'm going to read this out of the Amplified. They're going to pop it up there. Lord, you ordain peace, God's favor and blessing, both temporal and spiritual for us. Thank you. For you have also wrought in us and for us all our works. Verse 13. O Lord, our God, Other masters beside you have ruled over us, but we will acknowledge and mention your name only. Okay, this is an Old Testament scripture. I'm going to kind of tweak it a little bit. Hang in there. Verse 14. They, the former tyrant masters, if you're taking notes, write that down. The former tyrant masters are dead. They shall not live and reappear. Well, it sounds like that haunting thing, right? They are powerless ghosts. They shall not rise up and come back. Therefore, you have visited it. Okay, I'm going to quit reading here. All right. So I'm going to change this up here. I'm going to read verse 14 for you again. But I want you to think about this as my past. So when I read the former tyrant, we're talking about my past, the labels that I put on, the labels that people put on, all right? So like the label that you're an alcoholic, the label that you have anger problems, okay? That's how we're going to read this as your past. Here we go. So the former tyrant masters are dead. Ooh. Okay. So your former, your past, those old labels, they're what? Dead. The day you received Jesus Christ, all those former haunts, past doozies that you did, they're dead, all right? Now, it's really interesting. You can allow, okay, let's finish reading that. The former tyrant masters are dead. They shall not live and reappear. They are powerless ghosts. They shall not rise up and come back. Therefore, you have visited and made an end of them and caused every memory of them, every trace of their supremacy to perish. Listen, if you don't know that your past is executed, exterminated, it's going to have supremacy over your life, according to this scripture. You will allow it to take you down the wrong road. But when you know that your past, because of what Jesus did, is dead, executed, exterminated, it's not going to haunt you. It's not going to haunt you. You're not going to have an identity crisis. You're not going to have depression. You're not going to be going, man, everybody always says that, so I guess I am. Uh-uh. Listen, when you know that Jesus has put new life in you and your past is dead, you are going to live a better life. You're going to have victory. All right. Now, this is a quote that I copied down, and I don't remember the author, so I wrote unknown. Because I can't remember where I got this, okay? Here's a quote. What God did in your past is much greater than what you did in your past. Let's say that again. What God did in your past is much greater than what you did in your past. So what did God do in your past? Bug man, exterminated, right? It's executed, all righty? Now listen, I met the Lord Jesus when I was about 20 or 21. So for 20, 21 years, my past had supremacy in my life. It was ruling and reigning, okay? All right? But here I am like 40 years later, and sometimes my past tries to pop up. Those labels that people said about me or things that I did about me, okay? And it tries to haunt me. And you have to know, and you have to go, wait a minute. That's passed away. I don't care. That's passed away. That's been exterminated. That's dead. All right? But if you don't know that, all of a sudden you're going to go, well, yeah, you know. Okay? So they'll start haunting you. You have to know what Jesus did, that you're passed away, that old stuff's passed away, it's executed and exterminated. All right? So what God did in your past is much more important than what you did. Hallelujah. So the day you receive Jesus Christ, what does he do? He wipes it away. He wipes it away. I don't care if you are the sluttiest prostitute. And then you meet Jesus. That is gone. God looks at you as pure, holy. It's past. And he welcomes you into his presence. And he doesn't go, oh, that's that girl. No. God just sees. He does not see that. And that's the wonderful love of God. And every one of you, your past has been executed and exterminated. All right? And actually, if someone would come up to me and say, oh, yeah, Pastor D, I remember hearing about you in college. That's when I did a little Wild Oats there. And I'd say, I don't know what you're talking about. I have no memory of that. Just like my Father God. All right? Shoot him down. So I don't know what you're talking about. And really, you know, what we want to say is, oh, that person died. But they'd look at you like you're off your rocker. But really, that person died. That person died. Permanent dead. All right? That's, I don't know who you're talking about. I'm new. All right? Turn over to Hebrews 4, would you, please? Hebrews 4. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you this this scripture because sometimes I've heard people say, oh, there's no way Jesus understands all that I'm going through. There's no way Jesus went through everything that I did. I just, you know, so I'm going to give you a scripture, all right? And I'm going to tie it in, all right? Hebrews 4:15. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize and understand our weaknesses and temptation. But, I really want to say, but we have one who has been tempted, knowing exactly how you feel, to be human. In every respect, as we are, yet without Jesus, without committing any sin. Alrighty. So listen to this. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're feeling, whatever temptation, it says Jesus was tempted there. Listen, when Jesus came to the earth, he did not come as God, all-powerful. It says he laid down the Godhead part, the godly part, the power part. I'm trying to think how to say that. He laid that down and he became 100% man. Because, you know, you're like, if God came down, touched earth, and somebody was tempting, he'd just, I'd say, blow him up. Okay, but he didn't. Good thing I'm not God. I know. All right, but listen, Jesus came down. He laid down the godly part, the powerful part, and he became totally man, totally man. So everything that you go through, he's been tempted. Everything that you feel, he's tempted in that too, all right? He was that. He has the same feelings, all right? So, and because he had all these temptations and it says he had no sin, therefore, guess what happens? When I'm getting tempted to that old person resurrected again, I go, no, Lord Jesus, I need your help so I don't, because that old person's dead. Thank you. All right? My help prayer is just getting bigger by the days, all right? So I'll ask him. And you know, sometimes I don't do so good, but sometimes I remember right away, ask him. I am feeling like ripping heads off. And Lord, I know that Jesus, I know I am sure you wanted to rip some of those Sadducees and Pharisees' heads off, right? But you did not fall to the temptation. So therefore, I thank you. I have your help, and I will not resurrect that old stuff. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. And I'm working on it still. All right. So let me give you 2 Corinthians 5:17. Most of you know this, 2 Corinthians 5:17. All right. 2 Corinthians 5:17. And I'm going to read it out of a funny scripture Bible here. It's called the Darby Translation. Here we go. If anyone be in Christ, if anyone be in Christ, if anyone be in Christ, what the heck does that mean? It means anyone who's received Jesus, you're in Christ. Anybody received Jesus into your life? You're in. Anybody's asked him to wash away your sins and be a child of God, guess what you are? In Christ. So this is your scripture. If anyone be in Christ, there is a new creation. Old things have passed away. What? Say that. Old things have passed away. Everybody, say that. Old things have passed away. Old labels passed away. Old things passed away. Okay. Oh, I like that. Now, what was passed away? All your past passed away. Executed? Exterminated. That's a great scripture. So if you got some friend coming around saying, well, you know, You just say, nope, dead, passed away. So you know what that tells me? So let's say you used to be a liar. Man, just lying was easy. Just dominoed, okay? Then and someone says, oh yeah, you are such a liar. I say, nope, passed away, executed, exterminated. All right, how about you were a cheater? Nope, passed away, executed, exterminated, dead. How about, you have anger issues. That's my favorite one. People like to resurrect that one. It's like a license because you used to be an explosive anger issue type person. They love to resurrect that one. I was like, oh, no, baby, don't. First off, I don't want to be a friend. That's dangerous, all right? You stand too close to Eric. Not Eric, all right? So that what that means, that guy that you used to be, that girl you used to be with anger issues, you go, no, nope. Not resurrecting that. Dead. Passed away. Permanent. I am not going to allow it. Okay. By the way, I still work on that one. Okay. Anybody still working on that one? I am much better. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't hit your spouse right about now. Turn over to Colossians. I'm going to close with this last scripture. Here we go. Colossians. Colossians 2:14. Aren't you glad that old girl is dead? Aren't you glad that old guy is dead? Aren't you glad? All right. Colossians 2:14. He canceled out the record or the label. He canceled out the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. Think about it. Jesus nailed your past to the cross. Jesus nailed your addictions to the cross. Jesus nailed your anger issues to the cross. Jesus nailed your lying, cheat, no, okay, to the cross. Okay, I'm laughing about it. Okay, so what did Jesus do according to the scripture? He canceled the record of charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. Okay, he's nailed it to the cross. Guys, I don't think I want to take that back off the cross and slap it on me. I don't want to do that. Anybody want to do that? Okay, listen, I don't want to bring them back. Jesus took your past and nailed it to the cross. That's what it says. He canceled out the record of charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. So I can just see you walking up to the cross, walking up to Jesus and say, wow, you know, I know you took that, but, you know, I think I'll take it back. Jesus, you know, that explosive hothead anger Jersey girl that, you know, you nailed that to the cross. I think I can carry it. Yeah. No, you can't. You can't because you went to the gym with me that one day. You would have found out it didn't do good doing it. It was bad. Okay. I didn't do good carrying it. Jesus took my past, took the labels that people put on you. He took any of that garbage, and he's nailed to the cross. He's because you can't carry it. Why would you want to? Don't carry it, all right? Jesus took it and carried it on the cross. Hallelujah. So let's see. How do we close up here? Praise God. I just want to pray. I just felt like the Lord saying, just pray for people. There are people here today that you've been picking up and haunted. You've been picking up your past, and you've been haunted. You're listening to what people say, and it has just been carrying your past. So I want to pray for you today. So just everybody just close your eyes. No moving around. I'm going to get you out of here before 12. You'll do fine, all right? Praise God. So if you're here today and your past has been haunting you, whether it's because people keep saying it or you keep bringing it up. By the way, dead varmints stink. Don't bring them up. Don't dig them up, right? Okay. But if you're here and you'd say, Pastor D, you know, I feel like I can't shake my past. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. So if that's you and you'd say, Pastor D, you know, I'm struggling, shaking this past. It just seems like it, you know, I know. Yes, Pastor D, I heard you. The old me has passed away. It's dead. It's executed, exterminated. I got it. But somehow it just keeps coming up and I get sucked into it. If that's you, I want to pray for you. Just raise your hand. I'm going to pray for you. Nobody else, everybody's just got your eyes closed. You know, I'm just going to pray for you. Okay. Praise God. I see that. You can put your hand down. If you're saying, you know, Pastor D, this is me, you're talking about my past is I'm just tired of that haunting me. If that's you, just raise your hand. Okay. You can put it down. I see that. And I want to pray for you. All right. And those of you, if that wasn't you that raised your hand, and we're just going to pray a prayer of an agreement here, okay? Father God, we come to you. You are the one that exterminates, eliminates our past. And we declare by faith that we are no longer, these people are no longer controlled by their past. In Jesus' name. Father, we see that their past was nailed to the cross. And they do not take it off. They leave it there. They see it dead. They see it passed away from this day forth in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. No longer carrying the burdens of their past. Amen. No longer listening to the labels that people have said. In Jesus' name. No longer resurrecting it. It's nailed to the cross. It's dead in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hey, eyes closed, heads bowed still. If you're here today and you have never received Jesus Christ, the King of glory, the magnificent, glorious one who went to a cross to take your past. If you've never received him, and today you'd say, Pastor D, I'm ready. I'm tired of my past and you'd like to receive Jesus. Would you just raise your hand and I'll pray for you? If you're here and you've never received Jesus and you'd say, Pastor D, I'm tired. I'm ready to receive Jesus. Or you're here today and you say, Pastor D, I've received Jesus, but I've walked away. I've walked away. I know it. I'm not letting him. I'm not letting my past stay dead. And I'm walking places and living a life far from him. And today you'd say, Pastor D, I just want to recommit my life. I want a fresh start. God gives fresh starts, do-overs. All right, if you're here today, say, Pastor D, I'd like to have a fresh start. I want to pray for you. Does anybody here wants a fresh start? Because you just have walked away. God's man, he jumps on the scene here. All right, well, I'm going to pray for people right now. Father God, thank you. Thank you for your great love. Thank you for your love that saw us ugly, messed up, dirty, just bad. And you would see and send your son Jesus to forgive us and wipe away our past and give us a new life. We thank you. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name, we thank you that we are overcomers because Jesus overcome and took our past and nailed it to the cross. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.